Mas o senhor fala. Ok, come, você. Okay. So let's take a look here in the packet. Page 10. At Heichem, Birkas Hazimun. Nachman Oman Nevarach, Sheishes Omer Al-Hazan. Name Katari Tani. Birkas Hamazon Shnaim Ushlosha. Says Rashi. Ka'am Yishem Shnaim Brachas, Fa'am Yishem Shalosh. Kesed. Kshehem Shalosha, Him Shalosh Brachas. Kshehem Shnaim, Him Shnaim Brachas. So what does that mean? Look at Toysis. Beish Rashi Shnaim Yachim Shloshan Lazim. She tossed the parish cane. Don't call the hook of the priests. The Yachid Potem Mavruka Sazon, she derisa. All the call. A Birkasa, a mind knock on Loshan Zachar, Shnaim Shlosha, and the Minka Loshan the Kava. Shnaim the Shosh. Cut near Pierce on Rafa, Mas the Kai Abre Adam. Whereas, what does it mean, Shnaim the Shosh? Rashi says sometimes you say two brachas, sometimes three. Case of Shehim, Shlosha Him Shalosh brachas. Whereas if you have a Zimun, it's three brachas. Shehim Shnayim, Him Shnei brachas. Because if you hold that a Zimun is the first bracha of benching is part of the Zimun, so that means that if you don't, you're not doing a Zimun, then you start where? Where do you start benching?
Second
no Delacha. You start the second. Oh, wait, you start.
It depends.
Right.
It's on the Varach.
Right, because the. At Heichem Birkas HaMazon, Rav Nachman on the Varach. At Hazan.
The Varach.
So which bracha won't you say? Which one? What's the first one? Hazan et Olam. So you start where? No Delacha. So, right, in other words, if you hold that's part of the Zimun, then if there's no Zimun, then you start with no Delacha. Right? So that's what it means. Birkas HaMazon, sometimes it's two brachas. It's no delacha and what? Rachem. And sometimes it's three brachas when you have a zimun. Then it's hazan, no delacha and rachem. So Tosis says doesn't like this pshat. Because that's only Lefi Shitas Rashi that explains that hazan is part of the zimun. But the Tosis doesn't like that. If you look at the previous Tosis, Birkas Hazan is a Daraisa. Everyone has to say it, even if you're not doing a Zimun. Right? Like Rashi says, if you're not doing a Zimun, according to that day, you don't say the Brach of Hazan. So he says, Perish Rashi Shnayim, Yachid Shlosh of the Zim, and the Fishi Tosa Perish Kane, Doch God look at the Fishi, Ki Yachid Potter Mibirkas Hazan, Ki Daraisa, Or Hoa Vakai Abirkas Amai, Nachad Losh of Zohar, Shnayim, Shlosh, have a little Milkat. Have a little Losh of the Kava, Shnayim, Shalosh. Right. Kach Nir Pirsha Ra Fast, the Rav Alfos, the Kai, and Bnei Adam. That two or three, probably Shnayim, Shalom, Shalosh, how many people could say, in other words, say you want to have one person say the benching for others. Could you divide, like you were talking about the lady, they divide up the lady, right? So divide up the Birkas Hamazon, who's going to say it? So how many people can you divide it up? You want to give this person, you say this bracha to say for everybody. You say the first bracha, he'll say the second bracha, the third bracha. So he says, Birkas Hazimon, Mishnayim Mishlosh, Bnei Adam, Hechet Shachol Echad, Emi Yodek, Im Bracha Chas, Lamando Mishnayim Mishlosh, and Kasover Anazon, from Birkas Hazimon 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 Anazon, sometimes you can do it with two people. You can divide benching up to two people. Klav v'fam in shlom v'shnayim hu adin v'echad. Aval lokat shnayim v'rbusa. Pa'am in v'shloshim b'nei adam. Che'echad yivarech v'yivarech ad hazon. V'ashein in olacha v'shlish ad boni v'shlayim. So you can do it in three people if there's right. Sometimes you can do it with two people. Sometimes you can use three people. Kavala chatzayin ein levarich im echad ein yodea ki im achetzi bracha. But lechatzayin ein levarich im echad ein yodea ki im achetzi bracha. But you can't do half a bracha. You can't say you do the first part of Noda and someone else will do the second part of Noda. So sometimes you can do it with two people. You can split the benching, have two people. Between the two, you'll cover the whole benching. Because you have what? You have three brachas. So you can get two people to do three brachas, so you can get three people to do three brachas.
One person.
But you can't have more than that because you can't divide one bracha. So that's the Gemara in Brachas Vav Amud Aleph, and the Tosis Dibur Hamaschil Laman. Now, so comes the Chazon Ish, page 15. First of all, go to Rabbi Kivay, the Kotten Mekadish L'Isha, who ben you give a shana. Okay, keep going. So, Rabbi Kivay Geshit that we learned last week was you could split up a bracha. Right? In other words, you could have somebody make Birkas HaMazon, and then, like the woman's making Birkas HaMazon for the man. And she'll pause when it says Al Bris Choshech Sabda, and then everyone else will say in that line. She can't say that line; she's not chayv. So you can split it in half. But l'chora, it's against the Tosfos, because Tosfos said that you can't split Birkas HaMazon into more than three people. Because if you can have four people, and we're not assuming the fourth bracha, that's a Rabban. So you have three brachas: Hazanas Hakol, you know, Dodel Harachem, those three.
So you can get three people, you can't get four people, but the question is why not? According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you can say Chatzi Bracha B'Shomer, so you can divide. So that's the Chazon Ish's Kasha.
Tzarchi Megmar Brachas. Schema Poskim V'Dat Rif. Echad Yodeh Bracha L'Shleim Ma'ein Mechalkin Bracha Achas L'Shtayim.
So that was his kasha. That was his kasha. Last week we did Shomer Kodesh from last year. It was Thanksgiving. And today we're just continuing. Next week we'll go back to Sra. So Rabbi Kivege has the Chazon Ish has the kasha of Rabbi Kivege. Because according to Rabbi Gevager, you can be able to take 10 people. And that's like the word of Shech says over from the Satmar Rebbe. You know, the old ways, when you went to a wedding 50 years ago, you didn't have what they have today. You called six people. You get the first bracha we give to them. Then we call the second bracha. That's a new, it's a modern shazach that they do today. That we call up to. I mean, it's good or bad. I mean, it happens to be that people are connected with a lot of different people these days. They want to call up. But that's a modern thing. This idea of you get the first bracha, and then you get, or even the first two brachas. Then you give someone else the third bracha. In the old days, it was one person, or they would have one person do the first six, because there's smucha l'chavrta, and then someone else do the seventh. I'm not telling you shouldn't do that, because I think it's a good thing that Bizman Azeh, that you mechabit different people, so I think it's a good thing. That's why I'm a big believer you should split up the first two brachas. Because this way you can give an extra kibbut out. Not like these people that they don't split. And then, more of a din, you can give another kibbut to somebody than say, oh, we have to be machbir, we can't split the first two brachas. That's my sheet. So when you get married, you can split the first two brachas. One second.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't have shtei saros, he's a cotton even if you're 13.
Was that with the last thing? Of Ravina or something?
Yeah. Well, so let's see what Chazon Ish. So you see Beferish that it says, according to Tosis, that you can't split. Berkas HaMazon Berais is three brachas. So you can get three different people, each one can make a bracha for everybody. But not four. But the question is, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that you can say, you can split up, you can say Chatzi Bracha B'Shmiya, Chatzi Bracha B'Aniya, so then you should be able to have even more than three people say Berkas HaMazon. That's the kasha that the Chazon Ish has. On page 17, look at the stipler. On page 17, he says, Moran Chazon Ish, Dvarim, Hiksha al Zev, Yehadim Vur, the Eschima Toysev Zaposkim, the Perish Harif, al Piyam Yushalmi, Shevavachim Shnaim Shlosha Anoshim, Hecha Shekolecha Deinu Yodea, El Barach Achas, Avalo Yosef, Fish El Barach Hatzoyim, Hecha Metev, Hecha Chatzim Barach Alekha Din Shomei Kroda, 18. The nearly Yashiv, Divrei Hagon Rav Kiva Eiger, the Emes
Lomar shall mikzas bracha leker din shomek ona kosher. He says, why can't they be shomek ona and mikzas bracha? They're also tevah shalom yishma meyashatz and they shanar and makim. Like by, if you were by Megillah Esther, right, and there were too many people clapping by Haman, and you couldn't hear it from the balkorin. So what are you supposed to do? You say what you didn't hear. You have to say it in the context. So don't you see beferish that that you could have part of it? You can combine kriya with shmiya because part of it shomer and part of it you say. So don't you see beferish? Those who tevah shalom yishma meashatz they shall not only makim mesa hamad yomer also tevah satzmo mashba fil chatzi pasuk. Right, even if a chatzi pasuk, you could say, yotzei b'shmiya v'chetzi hasheni b'kriya. Now mishaper davi. So what's Rabbi Tosis? Zos nirel ani as night of agedu hukach. The takkanos chacham who shein adam motzi es chaverim ken motzi over davar shalim. You need a davar shalim. Well, elu yochel lo mechatzi bracha b'shvil lahotzi es acherim. If the Kore is reading a Dover Shalem,
Whereas this is the word. The Kore has to say a whole thing. He has to say a full bracha. Now, you didn't hear the whole bracha, so you could say part whatever. But it's a din in the Kore. The Kore has to say the whole thing. Now, if you miss part of it, you can make up.
So he says like this: the chain hahi the daf ben vav because the Muslim basic given my name mihosim she yomer rak chatzi a bracha v'zeh in the roi lahotzi kana. But the other thing he gave is the ma'ish ha'mavach mavach bracha shleima. Actually, zeh ha'shamei omer la'atzmo k'tzas dvar me'abracha v'zeh shapir sover diyotzi gav ke l'chatzoy. Kenet ha'kopanim ha'odem ha'motzi omer bracha shleima. For roi hu lahotzi chel ra'wah.
Okay, he's saying a vort. Rabbi Harari is giving me faces. He's giving me faces because he's not happy. He's not a happy camper here. But let's see. First, you have to know what the stipler said. That's the first thing in life. You have to know what the stipler said. Then you can mefalto. I bet the stipler. That was one of the exclusive I had. I bet the stipler.
Huh?
Yeah. The stipler, he felt Shekhinah in the room. I'm telling you. The whole room was full of Shekhinah. You know, you don't always feel that. So when you go into the room with the stipler, you felt Shekhinah in the room. So he's saying like this. What was Rabbi Kivanga's word? In other words, I can say Birkas HaMazon. A woman can say Birkas HaMazon, and she'll pause and he'll say part of it, you know. And then the Shomea might miss part of it, or, you know. But he wants to say that if you can't just say, let's split the bracha in half, and only say part of the bracha. In other words, I can't say, in other words, in the old days, Birkas HaMazon was Shomea Kodeh. That was the whole way that there was a demon. That was before people started spacing out, so therefore everyone had to say their own Birkas HaMazon. Prior to spacing out. And that all has to do with technology. Because now people, you know, space out.
So if you can have somebody say no delicha, and you're going to listen to him with the first four lines of no delicha, and then someone else and say the next four lines of no. So he says that you can't do.
But if he says the whole bracha, and you miss part of it, that you could do. That you could do. So Rabbi Harari is saying to me, what difference does it make? Either you can say, either you can mitzarif. It's pashut that we have a concept that if you in the Megillah you didn't hear part of it, you can. So part of it is going to be shomea, part of it's going to be you're going to say it. So then how come you can't get someone? So Tosis holds that you can't say, you can't split up a bracha.
The guy can get up in the middle of the Megillah and write the rest of it, and the rest of it. So the guy didn't hear, he's going to get up now.
The guy didn't hear what?
The guy didn't miss the word, right?
He missed the word, so he's going
to
mash.
Let's assume he gets up to the Amud, he replaces the Balkari and lays from here till the end. So you're going to say that it doesn't work?
So it should work.
That should work.
Right.
That's type of thing. Not only the guy who's laying the whole thing, but actually laying the whole thing.
Because really, Rabbi Akiva Enger could say that you could be yotzi with somebody. He'll say half the bracha, because you could, like Rav Shechter said from the Satmar Rebbe. You know, oh yeah, that's why I got into involved. You know, the Satmar Rebbe was making fun that they give out the brachas. He's making fun of it. So he says there's going to be a time when you're going to get bu and he's going to get rich, burich. So you're going to give you get the bu, and you get having you just to say bu, and then having you to say rich. So he's making fun, like that they're giving the mechalik all the bracha. So there's going to be a time, he said, that you'll get bu and he'll get rich. It's a good word.
Just
making a mistake, or a
meaning
or something, they say Machzinim
also,
and then they say from where? One say from where he made the mistake, or one say from the beginning of the problem. Yeah, so
where he made the mistake.
Try to ride back to the west side. Yeah, so he says, Nir Dicholim, then he writes here, quotes from another sefer, Kutras Posek Dvarim. Dicholim Lahotzigam Chatzi Bracha. That called in from Antonio Fim Mehala. Who am I Bracha Bob, Hame Omer Bracha Shem. Shem Hashem, we can't lose from Mekona. Hasim Havulu Chatzai, Chatzi Posek, Mishmiyam Chatzi Bamir. So he said that's only if the Chazan himself said Baruch Haba and said the whole thing. He only said Baruch Haba out loud. And then he said the whole rest of the thing. Whereas, so his word is, you have to say a whole bracha. Now I could choose to use part of, in other words, I have to make Baruch Hashem Kei Baruch Olam al Mikra Megillah. I have to be able to say that whole bracha. Now if you didn't, but if you want to say, hear part of it, you want to choose that part of my bracha you're going to be Yotzei Shomei Ka'ona, and part of my bracha you're going to say yourself, that you can do. But in order to have a concept of Shomei Ka'ona, the Kore has to be saying the same, the whole thing. Now it could be Rav Harari. The answer to Rav Harari's question is that by a bracha, you need the full bracha. Because it's not shayach to, a bracha is a shleimus. It's a whole bracha. And if you don't make a whole bracha, then you don't have, I can now listen to part of your bracha. You understand? So you can, Avad, you can divide Mikra Megillah into many parts. You can have 10 balkoris. But if you're going to have Birkas HaMazon, if you're going to have, you have to realize no thing, there's only one person articulating. So if we're going to divide into five parts, you're going to get
Hazan, no devil split into two, and Rachel into two, and only one person is saved. So he says that you don't do. So if the split a bracha in half, you don't do. Well, even Rabbi Akiva Eiger meant to say that if one person is doing the whole thing and you're only taking part of his thing, but you need the basis of the whole bracha. Ferrari is still not happy, but...
Yeah, because it depends on the lumpness of Shemekwain. It's as if you're melting the words. So
right.
How much you...
Oh, so we'll see, we'll see.
If it's the other way, it shouldn't be anything.
So that's what the stipler is... Now, well, let me ask you a question. In the case of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you see, the woman was leaving out Brischa. So even there, but that's different, because the woman, she's not chayim in Brischa. So she can leave out those things, but basically she's saying her whole bracha. So it's still a full bracha. She's saying a full bracha. But she, you can't have this idea that one person says half a bracha, and one person says another half a bracha. And then I'm listening to half from him and half from him. It doesn't work. One person has to be saying the entire, and then the entire bracha, and then if I don't hear part of it, I can be mashlim. This is a very interesting yisod. Yeah, Yair Shlita. You could, because that's not a bracha. That's not a bracha. That's just that's the lane. That's psukim. So we could, psukim is different, or at least a whole pasuk. You have to at least, because he's saying Baruch Haba Hashem Hashem. He said the whole pasuk. He just. A gomer lots will call a pasuk. It's a davar shalom. So a bracha is a davar shalom, and a pasuk is a davar shalom. In other words, so you can't have a. He's saying you can't have one. The nafkamina would be: could you have a balkore reading a half a pasuk, and then have another balkore read the second half of that pasuk? They say Megillas Esther. What do you think? So he's saying no. But that says you so. That, in other words, to be motzi somebody, you have to be saying a davar shalom. Even though the recipient is only being makabel part of the davar shalom. But he has to present the davar shalom. You hear Rabbi Avram? What? Yeah. That's what he's saying. And he explains it in the Avni Choshen on page 19. He explains the stipler. This is a good word, Rav Harari. Vikilus Yaakov Mivar Kavanas Rav Kivin the Machkotav Yerushalm Shul Yichalek Chatzi Bracha Hu Mishum Shulu Chal Chalos Bracha Al Chetzio. Ein Yevshal Lomar Chatzi Bracha Shulu Yichalek Chalos Bracha Meila Shulu Yicholim Latzeis Bo Shari Ein Bracha Kol Zerak Shem Mivar Mivar Chatzi Bracha
Again, Shomer Kola Bracha, but Shomer Einu Rotzon. Let's say Pitel Shomer Ela Chetzio, Bevadai Mahani. So we came from Mavarch Omer Kola Bracha, Shapil Chal Chalos Bracha La. Lachen Bekochol Hotz Gam Chatzia Bracha Mitam Shomer Kol. So that's the pshat. No one can go ahead and say, I'm going to say the first three lines of no delicha, and be motzi you, and then you'll say the next, because it's not a davar shalom. What do you say? I think that's pshat in that tosis. That's pshat in the tosis. And Rabbi Kiveger is just saying that, but once he's saying a davar shalom, then you could take from his davar shalom for whatever you need. Now the Chazon Ish says you can't even do that. The Chazon Ish disagrees with Rabbi Kiveger. What does the Chazadish say? Let's take a look. What does the Chazadish say here? Let's find the line of the Chazadish. Well, he disagrees. Sorry, Ian. Right. In other words, he has the kasha on the Rav Kiveger. How can you say Chatzi for him? So the he says on page 20. He says, "Usvaras achazanish." He's giving you the he's going to give you a pshat here. So is that Chassidish? The angels give Chatzi bracha mishmir. Kem shem bevach bevach kol bracha yishlof taras bracha. Mir hat zwar de lame in yoch wat is ich hat sie brach ba mir hat sie brach mishmir. So he says it's like gidud chamisha ve chitz chamisha. This is where we gidud chamisha ve chitz chamisha is found where you start for law. Say for example, you have a say the tilas yadayim, right? How do you do the tilas yadayim? You take a cup and you pour. But there's another way of doing the Tilas Yadayim. You know what, Rabbi Avram? You know the other way of doing the Tilas Yadayim? Is going to the mikvah and dunking your hand under the mikvah. So what if you want to do Chatzi the Tilas Yadayim with the tilah and Chatzi with the mikvah? Should you do half your hand with the dunk and half your hand with the... So that's the whole sugya gittin. But when you have two tracks of... say for example... when you bring a get, right, you have to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. So that's a way of verifying the signatures. But the real way of verifying the signatures is you have two eidim that are made in the chasimus ashtaros. So could you have, be made on half of it through b'fanei nechtam, by one signature, b'fanei nechtam, and the other signature, kiyum shtaros. In other words, are you able to, whenever there are two tracks,
there are two tracks to do Netilas Yadayim. So normally, if you do Netilas Yadayim, or you do Tefillas Yadayim. But could I do half of my hand with the Tefillah and half of my hand with the Tefillah? That's the Gemara and Gittin. So if you hold your hand, so you want to say maybe that's the Pshat by Shomek Ona. Either you've been saying the bracha, or you're Yotzev Shomek Ona, right? Either you're doing it through Amira or Shmir. So you're saying the bracha or you're hearing the bracha, whichever way you want to do it. You have to choose one. But you can't say half the bracha you're going to... So if you're being Yotze Kiddush, and the woman, or you're benching, and the woman is going to leave out Prischad, and you're going to say it, so that won't work, the Chazanish says. Not like Rabbi Kiva. That's one possibility he wants to say, to explain it. Then he says, maybe not. Maybe the Chatzi Bracha is nothing. I mean, the Ritva's word. You want Chabura. Birkas Chabura.
Yeah. He's going to
present you. He's part of the Chabura.
I don't see
why that should make a difference. Yeah. The Shaila does that make a chiluk?
I don't know.
That's the Shaila. Okay. Okay, but that's the
Whereas
the question is, you want to do the Tefillas Yadayim, so you pour, could you do like this on this hand, can you just pour in half the hand? Because really there are two ways of doing the Tefillas Yadayim. Just doing the Tefillas Yadayim the whole hand. Or just dunking it in the mikvah. So I want to do half my hand with the Tefillah and half my hand do
when between. When you want to be Mitzarfet, and another way of being Mitzarfet is if you need three on each hand, so you do one like this.
That doesn't mean that. Because the fact that we do multiple is not so simple. He's talking about B'nei Ubei.
You're doing one time.
One time. Because technically, if you use a Revius, you really only have to do it one time.
Okay.
If you use the TLC die, you use for a Revius. And especially the cups we have today, except for the sheet of Saravid, that you always pour twice. But if you don't hold the sheet of Saravid, if you pour once, and it's a Revius, then all you need is a Revius. But then another way of the Tefillas Yadayim is just dunking your hands in the mikvah. That's it. So the question is, can you do half your hand through the Tefillah and half your hand do through Tefillah? That's the whole sugya in the second paragraph of Gittin. So he wants to say here, they have to show him that maybe that's the idea of the Chazon Ish, that you can't be Bitztarif half the... Shomek Ona part, and part you're saying, part you're hearing. But
But I like this teretz better than the than what you said. So, in other words, the idea being that a bracha has to, you have to say a full bracha. If you don't say a full bracha, it's not a shame bracha, but a half a bracha. So you need a full bracha, and then the person listening can either choose to be yotze with the whole bracha or at least part of the bracha. But to make a chilek that, you know, the Ritva is the famous thing, or Soloveitchik was into that. When you're saying Shomer Ka'oda by Birkas Hamaz, it's not really Shomer Ka'oda, it's one Chabura, it's tied together.
He's representing you, yeah. That
Brach. But you have to know where that comes from. It's a Ritva. A Ritva. Ritva. Brachas. Yeah. We'll see.
It seems that you were shopping a fellow here between the Tower and your Shomer, at least the way Sam also says, if I would mess, if there would be a switch in at the beginning of a paragraph.
Yeah. Okay. Rabbi, I apologize. I have a bris to go to. You know, the halacha is when a bris is nitche, so you see when the baby. This baby was born on Yom Kippur. It's born on Yom Kippur. It's more than 8 days now. It's all a day's. So, but it just got out of the hospital last Sunday. So you go 7-24 hours periods from when it got better. So, and then you can do the bris later in the afternoon. So say you got out of the hospital, for argument's sake, say 12 o'clock. So then after 12 o'clock today is when you can do the bris. You can't do the bris earlier. In other words, you normally, you say always you do the bris early in the morning. Yeah, if I can, if you do early in the morning, it might be called a zman. So that's why I have the bris now. So we're going to have mincha now, and then I'll go. You need to ride to the west side. So west side. If anyone needs to come to the west side?